And we're back on the hunt with Supernatural Season 7, Episode 4, Defending Your Life. I'm Chris Barrows.
And my name's Dan Cummins. Welcome back to the best Supernatural podcast on the air. Chris, I love that intro music. Every time I hear it, it gets me excited to talk about Supernatural. And it's not hard to get me excited about Supernatural, to be quite honest. We're all over Reddit recently, Chris. We're doing some really fun things over there. So right up front here, I wanted to extend the invitation. If you don't follow us on Reddit or Threads or Twitter, be sure to do that. We're doing some really fun, dynamic things. I think, Chris, I think a lot of the community over there is engaged. And I got to tell you, we're talking about a lot of relevant characters as it pertains to Season 6, which we just finished, and Season 7 especially. So if you're not over there on Reddit, Twitter, X, Threads, be sure to hop over there. Of course, after you listen to this episode, which I'm ready to talk about, Chris. I don't know how I feel about the episode overall, but let's get into it, man. Let's start at the top here, which is, do you remember this episode? I started this thinking, well, hold on a second. We're in Season 7, right? Osiris, like the demigod? This is how we're using him. In Season 7, that was like my first impression, Chris. And I got to be honest with you, I don't really remember this episode. And usually it's not a good thing. So like up front, do you remember this episode? Number one, but number two also, do you remember this episode as it relates to this season?
I remember the episode. I didn't think it was this season because I remember episodes. And sometimes I'm trying to figure out, especially during this process, that where was it? You know, what season was that in? This one, I definitely didn't think was this season. It seemed more like an earlier season.
Yeah.
Just because of the context and the how Dean feels about himself. It felt like more something you would have popped into the earlier seasons when Dean is more hating on himself. Now, he hates on himself throughout the entire show, but
sure.
My point stands. It just, to me, would probably fit better in that spot if I'm just thinking about the context without watching the episode.
Yeah,
obviously we did watch the episode, and I just want to point out this episode, Defending Your Life, aired on October 14th, 2011. It is directed by Robert Singer. It's a 7.8 on IMDb. And in this one, we got the boys investigating the murders of people who have their guilty past coming back to kill them. I want to note, I like that concept from a story perspective right up front. I find it interesting. People feeling guilty about something and facing it, going on trial of sorts. Does it work is a question I think we'll examine as we talk about this. And I think you and I are both on the same page. As we talk for this, I feel like I'm almost going to be discovering for myself if I liked this one or not, just because I was kind of in between as well. I enjoyed a lot of, like I said, the concept. I enjoyed a lot of the episode, but did it work? I'm not sure. Genuinely. I think maybe as we talk about it, maybe we can come to that answer together.
Yeah, you brought up something a couple episodes ago, Chris, where you had found, I think it was a Reddit thread, right, of somebody who went through Season 7 and they identified which episode they thought was filler versus plot-driven, right?
Yes.
And we had identified, I think it was roughly 50% of the season was filler. Now, that's not a bad thing whatsoever. In fact, I think there should be a healthy amount of filler because filler can be fun, right? Some of my favorite episodes are filler, and that's totally okay. In this case, Chris, they've identified this episode, that Reddit user. I don't actually have the user's name in front of me. I apologize. But they have credited this episode as a plot episode, and that's correct. This episode was created to further along the A plot, which is this. Dean feels guilty about killing Sam's monster friend, the Kitsune, who I think is Amy, right? Is that the name of the monster? Right, Amy. I have to be honest with you, Chris. I don't love this thread of Dean feeling guilty about something he did behind Sam's back. It almost feels like it's kind of forced, kind of in the way. And you can tell that this episode, it was created to tell us once again that Dean feels guilty about doing this, right? That's the only reason the episode exists. So I asked the question, was the whole Amy storyline worth making episodes like this? What was the score of this one, Chris? I think you said it was a
7.8. Yes, well, high seven.
Right. So I asked the question, if we're going to dedicate entire episodes, plot-driven episodes, I'll say, to like really weak narrative threads, I don't know. I think, honestly, Chris, we have to treat the plot-driven episodes a little more seriously than the filler episodes, because that's what the season is based off of, right? This is a far more important episode. I think we need to be more critical of those, because, like I said, filler, they're just kind of there to be fun, right? And I think that's justified. This episode, though, this is one of the more critical episodes to push the story along, and for me, it's kind of weak, unfortunately.
So the thing, and we'll get into Osiris in just a second, because we'll talk a little bit about who Osiris is, powers, all that usual monster-related lore. I will say this. The story around this is like a 3 or 4 episode arc. It's like a mini arc within this season.
Right.
And to that point, I'm glad it's short, but I would be interested what the community thinks. Was this arc worth it? Because we're going to eventually meet, and we're going to discuss this again when we meet Benny, and we're going to come back to this. So this is a lingering issue in that way.
Right.
But there's a lot. I disagree with Dean in his action. I'm going to later disagree with Sam. Like, there's a lot of things I disagree with the boys in this kind of next two seasons. And a lot of it is around this kind of plot line of who is it right to kill? And we could debate it all day long. We really could. But let's put it this way. This is a lingering story that I can debate if it worked or not, and I'm not sure if it does.
Right.
I want to take it all the way through, and I'll kind of try to figure it out at the end, and we'll definitely talk about this when we recap the season. There's no question. But can we talk about Osiris a little? Because Osiris,
sure.
he's an Egyptian god, yeah. Lord of the underworld, and right. He judges the dead.
Yes.
It's a really neat character, and I thought the actor played this really well.
He took it seriously. Yeah.
When you look at the positives in this episode, I loved the Osiris character. I really did. And Osiris, he selects people, he confronts them with what they feel guilty about, and then he looks into their heart. And if they carry more than a feather's weight of guilt, he sentences them to death in a manner reflecting their guilt. That sucks, first and foremost, I'll just say. But I really like this concept. I don't love the use, to your point of it. I feel like this could have come at some point, later or earlier, and been really interesting, right?
Right.
I actually could have managed it the other way, where Sam feels the guilt for everything he did in the course of seasons 2, 3, and 4, from demon blood to whatever else. So could have been done better. We could debate that all day. Osiris is also, by the way, the father to Anubis, the Egyptian god of the dead. You know, after God left heaven, the angels sought a replacement to act as a judge, and sure soul goes to their resting places, and they passed over Osiris for his son. And then he is married to his sister Iris. That's Egyptian gods for you, who makes an appearance in season 5, episode 19, Hammer of the Gods. So we have seen sibling / wife / Egyptian gods. It's a thing. But there we go. Necromancy, telekinesis, telepathy, and teleportation. The necromancy, the ability to command the spirits of the dead, I think is the most interesting of his abilities. The rest of his stuff, kind of whatever. We've seen it before. Yep. But I like that there's something a little bit different with the necromancy. Though often you hear necromancy as not just commanding, but raising the dead. And there are some differences there. So I just clarify that necromancy in this definition, very clearly commanding the dead, and he can cause them to become vengeful spirits. So he could be the cause behind a lot of vengeful spirits the boys fight, which I do find interesting when you think about it that way.
Yeah. It's another thing here, just while we're on the note of Osiris, hard to kill these things, Chris. This is a demigod, right? Mm-hmm. We haven't run across a ton of these. Like, yes, enough, right? Where we can probably name off, especially the one we just talked about, Hammer of the Gods, that episode. But it's really hard to kill one of these guys. Obviously, it should be, right? In his case, to kill this guy, you have to find a ram's horn. You have to be stabbed with the horn, and that will disable you for a couple hundred years. So technically, Chris, it doesn't even actually kill him. It kind of just puts him asleep for a couple of human lifetimes, which is good for Sam and Dean, right? It's certainly enough.
Yes, it's enough. But let's get into the plot of this one, Dan, and maybe as we go, we'll evaluate where we are at the end. I mean, because I really like this character, and I really enjoyed watching him work. And he's a front runner at this point for that one-off character at the end, because he's that good to me.
Yeah,
we're talking now. I'm not talking Alpha Vamp good, but he's good. You know, Alpha Vamp good is a whole nother level for. But Alpha Vamp wasn't one-off. I should be accurate with that. So the boys are FBI agents in this one. A guy got hit by a car, and they do conclude that a ghost is responsible because they're searching for clues. But they find this red dirt on the ground, a chip from Alcoholics Anonymous, and a bank statement with this reoccurring charge to a place called Jane's. And so the last victim that they're looking at apparently was on relapse. He came, you know, he started drinking again.
Right.
And that kind of starts the case for the boys in this one. By the way, let me remind everybody, Sam's got the devil in his head. I just want to point that out, because I feel like it's easy to forget he's got the devil in his head from episode to episode in the start of his season. And it's one of my earliest kind of criticisms is, how bad is the devil? What's the situation? It's Lucifer's not showing up in every episode at this point. So I do want to point that out and remind everybody of that.
I'm glad you brought that up, Chris, because I was watching this episode and I said, wait, hold on a minute. Isn't Sam kind of going through something? Like, why aren't we showing any scenes of Sam having a hallucination? And then I remembered, well, you know, there's another thread going on. What is that? Oh, right. Dean feels guilty about killing this monster. And Chris, this is sort of my issue with this episode, which is that it's so boring. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Osiris. I love the guy that plays him. But the entire story is being pushed along by the fact that Dean feels guilty for doing it. I mean, Chris, I don't mean to like put the whole thing down, but we did the whole like Dean hates himself thing, right? We already did that. Let's move past it. You know what I would want instead in this episode? Let me see Sam freaking out again. If I could remove this thread of Dean feeling guilty about killing a monster, which is so out of character, by the way, I would much rather give Lucifer that screen time, right? And I still think there are ways to do a Dean storyline, Chris, without, you know, giving Sam 100%, which I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't mind if Sam just like got this season. I think he deserves that. But if we have to give Dean some time, what is the one thing that Dean should be down about? It's not killing a monster behind his brother's back. It's the fact that his best friend, an angel, just blew up, right? Not just a few episodes ago. I mean, look, if Dean's going to feel guilty about anything, Chris, wouldn't it be that he watched his friend blow up into a million pieces? I just don't understand what we're doing with the whole Dean arc here. I don't.
Well, look, I don't disagree with you. And when we break down, honestly, this episode, at the heart of this, I just want to say they continue to find the red dirt, right? And because really what we're working towards is Dean being on trial. And that is about 50% of the episode, right?
Yeah.
It is about 50%, I'd say. The red dirt now leads to an apple farm. They end up meeting Warner, who claims he's in a strange courtroom with weird symbols. And it's at the eventually Dean is going to be grabbed by Osiris at the bar. So we are going to meet a bunch of people. There's some interesting characters. Again, the most interesting character in this episode is Osiris.
Yeah.
Dean is snatched. And then this is when Bobby makes that call to Bobby, who I'm just glad is still around right now, because I know what's coming. And it breaks my heart thinking about that, you know, and Bobby basically says that's the symbols of that are Egyptian from the Book of the Dead. And that means they're dealing with Osiris. So now Sam, not only does Sam have to find, you know, play follow the game of follow the red dirt and find this. Dean's now on trial.
Right.
And Dean is, to that point, really down on himself again. And again, it has been kind of played itself out. And I think that is the issue with this episode, is we've seen this before.
Yeah.
It is deja vu. You know, it's a recycled thing. Now, I didn't agree. Neither one of us agreed with Dean and his choice to kill that woman.
No.
Right. We don't. And we've both said that in the episode when we recorded that one.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something I really like about this episode, and I want to point that out. Sam gets there, okay? Sam gets to play the role of defense. He was a law student. He is now playing the role of lawyer to in court with Osiris the God. Well, Dean is there, and this could have worked if I did think this was more realistic. Dean is there not wanting Sam to know why he feels guilty.
Right.
And I think this could have worked under different circumstances. I don't think it did. But I do love Sam saying, I'll defend him. And that's a moment that I did enjoy. Because I think in all of these episodes, even episodes I don't like, generally, with a few exceptions, there's moments I do enjoy. And this is one of them.
Yeah, I think about it either way, Chris, and I feel like a total downer as we talk about this, because I can see you trying to find the positives in this episode, and I do appreciate that. You're swaying me a little bit. But for me, it kind of feels like the writers were like, oh, wait a minute. Sam was almost going to be a lawyer. We can have him actually play a lawyer in this episode. You know, as fun as that was for me, it just, like, I couldn't avoid feeling like it was just kind of clunky. Now let's talk about the witnesses if we can, Chris, because there's one in particular who, was kind of a shocking, witness for me, especially when I watched this the first time, Chris, but even now, like I said, I didn't really remember this episode and I forgot that this character in particular, shows up. And if I'm not wrong, this is actually her official last appearance of the show.
Yes.
Of course I am talking about Jo Harvell, who, Chris, you and I have very strong feelings about. I think you and I are both in the camp that her and Dean actually kind of worked out together. And if things had been a little different, they could have grown to be a couple, a pair. I'm not sure how I feel about them bringing Alona Tall back in this episode, Chris. And let me plead my case. The last time we saw Jo Harvell was in season 5, the mid-season finale, in the episode Abandon All Hope. And she risked her life. Well, she didn't really get the chance to risk her life. Unfortunately, she died before she had the chance. But her and her mom gave Sam and Dean the ultimate sacrifice. They gave them a leg up to try and beat Lucifer. Now, they didn't actually get the job done, but they died heroes, right? And I read an interview, and I remember when we covered that episode, Chris, if you go back and listen to our review of it, I did pull a quote of Alona, and she spoke of her last appearance, which was at that time her last appearance. And she was quite happy with how she went out. She thought her character went out a hero, a real hunter who, I mean, that's Joe's whole character, right? She wanted to follow the footsteps of her dad and be a real hunter. And she felt like her death in the show was a great ending for her. And I agree with that. Until this episode, Chris. In this episode, we're bringing her back as a ghost. And yes, she's sort of defending Dean, but again, Chris, it just kind of felt forced to me. Like, is he really still guilty about Joe? Like, do you believe that? Because I personally don't. I feel like he has put his feelings aside for Joe. If there's anybody I think he would feel guilty about, for me, it would be Cass, Chris. I feel like we could have put Castiel as the thing that's bothering Dean in this season, and this episode could still exist, except it would be Castiel instead of Amy. That's my spiel.
It's a really interesting thought, because I enjoyed one part of this, which was the fact that going the way of your guilty ghost, right? Which,
right,
I thought it was interesting to see Osiris control and have Joe be like, no, I don't want to do this. No, I don't want to do this.
Right.
But at the same time, I think you're right. I think he does not feel guilty about Joe anymore. So I was kind of conflicted on this in that moment. And even more so now, as you say that, because I did enjoy, like I said, that moment when she's basically saying, I'm sorry, I don't want to do this, but he's making me.
Right.
And for that reason, I wasn't hating any episode. Right. But I think you might be right. It may not. I think to your point, guilty over Joe? Not so much. Yeah. I would actually think it'd be more guilty over Joe's mom than Joe herself, to be honest. I would go that far. I think she was like another mother to him in that way. And he's lost enough of those mother figures that he would feel more guilty of that, because she stayed to stay with her. And Joe was dying a hero. I think he would have been proud of Joe in that same sense.
Yeah.
The everything that happens here, by the way, the first witness was Joe. The second witness is Sam, and Sam refuses to blame Dean, right?
Right.
And then he's going to do the third, which was going to be Amy. And Dean says, nope, kill me. And that bugs me.
Right.
And if you want to get to what bugs me, you really think he's going to say, kill me because I'm so sad that I killed it. I would be fine with him feeling guilt about, I actually, in retrospect, I'd be fine with him being guilt, feeling guilty. Okay, I did this. Maybe I shouldn't have. I don't like that I lied.
Right.
But I think he'd feel more guilty about the lying than the actual killing.
Right.
And so does he feel guilty about killing her? Wouldn't think he would. I would think he's more guilty about the lying. So to that point, it's kind of convenient that Bobby calls, you can bash him with a ram's horn, and then able to just do this. And then, I don't know, cleans up a little bit too easy.
Yeah.
For me, it's just as Joe's drops the lighter and is freed. I'm with you. I think this could have been really cool. I think there's cool elements. Does it work in this context, in this season? The answer is a no for me.
Yeah. And you know what else it does long term, Chris? It kind of cheapens the demigod, right? Demigods are second tier. Let's say like God is first tier, right? Demigod second tier. Yeah. Leviathans, demons, angels, I guess let's put them as third tier. Like Leviathans, could they beat Osiris? It's like, it's tricky, right? But demigods are supposed to be these very powerful things that are like really scary. And the boys are just killing them on a regular, you know, Tuesday afternoon. It feels strange that they're breaking these rules, Chris, for such a weak narrative thread. Do you know what I mean? Like They are diminishing the value of the demigods just to get this really bad storyline of Dean's off the ground. Like I have a big problem with it, I'm afraid.
Unfortunately, but look, again, I do props to the actor who played Osiris. I think.
Yes.
Osiris was a great character.
Agreed.
Just misused, in my opinion. Yep.
Yeah.
Title of this episode, by the way, is taken from the 1991 film by Albert Brooks. And that film, the recently dead, wait to have their fate determined whether they will go to heaven or sent back to earth for a new life. Now, the McOwen's Irish Pub can also be, that can be, the same McOwen's Irish Pub can be seen in season 6, Mannequin Free, The Reckoning. I don't want to even reference that. It's the diner's the same set where Dean also killed Eve in season 6.
Yep.
And then Sam suggests the car might be Christine-like, which is from the Stephen King model, Christine. The Stephen King model, the Stephen King novel, not model. And Dean also mentioned Cujo is referring to a 1981 Stephen King novel. So a few Stephen King novels. And you're right. This is the last appearance of Joe on the show. And to your point, if you're valuing your send-off and your final episode, the last one was the one I think we still serve as her send-off. And in a sense it is, because it was her human send-off, right? This is
right.
She's a spirit at this point and being controlled by the Osiris. So
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, you could rewatch this one if you want to understand the plot. If you don't rewatch, if you're going to rewatch this one, just enjoy Osiris's performance, in my opinion, because I think that's the greatest value in this episode. I think it's a little wonky. And for all the reasons you brought up, I just think, man, it could have been really cool. It could have been really cool. And I do like Sam being the lawyer. I do like the character of Osiris. I do like things in this episode.
Yeah.
But as a complete picture, it's so-so.
Yeah, I'll say this. The Impala looked damn good in this episode, Chris. If I have to find one positive thing. And now I bring this up because they're going to take the Impala from us pretty damn soon. They're going to take Bobby from us. They just took Joe from us. So, and you know what? They're also going to take the Rock aliases from us. They're taking a lot of like creature comforts out of the show, Chris, which I have a lot of thoughts on. We'll get there as we cover those episodes this season. But yeah, the Impala in this episode looking really good. Fresh wax on it. They got some cool driving shots. If there's one thing I look for, it's that.
I think that's a fair warning for everybody. Enjoy the Impala while you can. It's going to go away soon.
Right.
Not forever, but it's going to go away for a good portion of the season. So
yeah.
It's a rewatch, so I'm allowed to say that. But that's it, Dan, I'd say. I don't have much more to add about this season, about this episode, not this season. I got plenty more to add about this season. Again, I will encourage people to join us on Reddit. We don't promote on Reddit, too. I just want to point that out. You're not allowed to really promote on Reddit to begin with.
Right.
But it's a really great amount of conversation that is being driven there. And this series that Dan has been producing with right now with the worst thing each character has done has been really enjoyable to watch the comments. We'll certainly bring some of them into here and have some fun there. But make sure you follow us along. And make sure if you are listening, you have hit the subscribe button and guarantee to get when these episodes drop on every Tuesday, generally between 9 and 12. I try to do that as consistently as possible on my end. But with that, Dan, I have to say I'm pretty sure that's it for this week. But we will be back because after all,
we've got work to do.